Hello, welcome to the Sugar Mama Radio Show with your host, Mathia Ford. Every week, we talk about pregnancy, motherhood, and gestational diabetes topics and answer your questions about all of the above. Email us at radio@sugarmamaradio.com with your questions and go to sugarmamaradio.com to sign up and get a free gift, as well as notified when we have a new show. Now, what you've been waiting for, here's Mathia with the show.
Hi, this is Mathia Ford with Sugar Mama Radio, and today I want to talk to you on Sugar Mama Radio Episode 6. I'm going to talk to you about treatment options for gestational diabetes. I want to remind you that we have a call every other week at gestationaldiabetesinfo.com/call. You can go there and see the information on when the next call is and all the dial-in numbers and everything. And you can go to gestationaldiabetesinfo.com/Mathia Ford, M-A-T-H-E-A-F-O-R-D. And you'll be able to see my books. That's on my author page on Amazon. I'd like to ask you if you want to click follow. That'd be great. And then you can see new books that I come out with. And I have 4 or 5 books on gestational diabetes that would probably be interesting to you. There's one about shopping and eating well with gestational diabetes. There's one about avoiding becoming type 2 diabetes after you have your baby. There's a gestational diabetes meal plan. So there's lots of information out there that I've shared. And I'm hoping to just share the basics with you on the Sugar Mama Radio podcast. In future episodes, what we'll do is we'll take those calls and we will have the answers and then post them as future podcasts. So let's get started. I want to talk to you about treatment options. And in the last episode, I talked to you about blood sugar levels. But once you've been diagnosed with gestational diabetes, you're going to see a diabetes educator and hopefully develop a treatment plan. Now, a diabetes educator can be a nurse or it can be a dietitian. But you may also see a dietitian to help you develop a food plan that'll meet the needs of you and the baby and not be detrimental to your blood sugar level. So it's important to remember that you're feeding a new baby. You're not feeding two. You're only feeding you and about 200 to 300 extra calories that the baby needs. And they want to help you develop a plan that will help control your blood sugars, make sure your baby's gaining weight properly, and help you to have the healthiest pregnancy possible. So a dietitian does that type of thing. I'm a dietitian. That's why I'm trying to help you to understand different parts of being gestational diabetic, but you also may see a diabetes educator. What you eat has a major impact on your blood sugar levels. It is not only foods high in sugar that you have to manage. A good meal plan will make use of the recommended food pattern with several small meals spaced throughout the day. Ideally, you should try to eat something every couple hours. When I had my first pregnancy, I found that I would get sick to my stomach, and my stomach would hurt if I didn't eat every 2 or 3 hours. And so I would just kind of have something ready to go every couple hours. With my daughter and my second pregnancy, I was not hungry at all. And so I would eat more sporadically, but I would try to eat my 3 meals plus a snack. So it does individually depend on you and how you're feeling with your pregnancy. If you have morning sickness, if you have different issues going on, but ideally, it's good to eat a little more often. What happens is, you remember that glucose that you drank that was a big old bottle for the test? When you put that much glucose into your body, it immediately goes into panic mode, so to speak, and attacks that with insulin. Whereas, what it does is it processes as much of it can. It puts it into your blood cells. I mean, not blood cells. It puts it into your muscles and your liver and everything like that. Everything it doesn't use during that time, it puts away. So it'll store it as fat, or it'll go over into the baby's body and the baby will store it as fat. when you eat more often and you eat smaller meals, you're basically not increasing your blood sugar so much. So your blood sugar goes just up a little and then it's able to come back down, easily. Having, a small amount of protein at each meal is important. I talked about protein before, but protein helps you to, keep your blood sugar more stable and let your body use it for energy. But it's beneficial for having at meals and at snacks to maintain that healthy blood glucose level. Another option for treatment, which you should also use, is physical exercise. Exercise is very important. You can control and lower your blood glucose levels by getting active. If you have high blood sugar and you get up and walk for 5 minutes around, you know, the office or around the table or whatever, you will have a lower blood sugar. And before you start any physical routine, I want to make sure that you've talked to your doctor, you know, what's safe to do. I don't want you getting up and trying to run a mile or anything. But the exercise you do does not have to be vigorous. Doesn't have to be running. It can be walking. It can be 3 small walks after breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 15 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Build up to that 15 minutes to help burn off the extra sugar in your body. So what happens when you walk and you exercise, your muscles say, ooh, I need this glucose, suck some in from the blood. And so it pulls it in, and the keys that are insulin naturally work a little easier when your body is wanting that sugar in the blood cells, not in blood cells, but in the body cells. So it'll help burn off that sugar. A strict diet and exercise are going to be useful for any woman with gestational diabetes. But another treatment option is medication. And women who have higher insulin needs, and your need for insulin is going to increase as your pregnancy goes, so you may at first be okay without insulin and then find that later on you do need insulin, and you shouldn't see that as a bad thing. Your body's, during the pregnancy, your need for insulin and the placenta is going to be producing more of that hormone that decreases your sensitivity. So you may need to have additional insulin by way of injections. That's not as scary as it sounds. It's something you can get used to quite quickly. With the help of your doctor or diabetes educator, you can learn how to adjust your insulin based on your blood sugar readings from your glucose monitor. So you might have to adjust and give yourself a little more or a little less. You may give yourself a couple shots a day. I can assure you from personal experience that it's something that is easy to kind of just get used to be able to do. And next thing you know, it's kind of part of your daily routine. So checking your blood sugar, which I'm going to talk about next, and giving yourself insulin. But I just want to make sure that you're aware of those are the treatment options: exercise, diet, and medication. Those are the things that can help you control your blood sugar and your gestational diabetes, have a healthy baby. So let me see. I want to recap real quick. I want to make sure that you go on and try to get on the next call, gestationaldiabetesinfo.com/call, and check out what we're doing over there, and check out my author page at gestationaldiabetesinfo.com/Mathea Ford, and I will catch you on the next show.